Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine and Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Fu. I'm happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine and Truth is on the air. And we're praying that, amen, wherever you might be at this time, amen, that you trust in God and dependent on Him. Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing. Lord, we ask you to guide each and every one of us today, Lord, and tonight, wherever it might be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, divine saving hand on every part, because we know, Lord, that you have all power in your hand. Oh God, you're able to defend, you're able to break down, you're able to build up that which is broken. Lord, we ask you to send a spirit of encouragement, oh God, for those that are weak, those that are going through, oh Lord, because we know you are our through. You are our strength. Amen. The Bible said that, amen, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Lord, we ask you to bring the joy back. Bring the joy back. Amen. Because we're leaning and depending on you. Thank God again for you and you and me. Praying that whatever it might be at this time that you have, amen, find victory. And we find the peace. Jesus said, when the Comforter come, when He, the Comforter, amen, the Holy Spirit, when He come, amen, He will give you the peace that He has given. Jesus said, He will not leave you comfortless. He will not leave us comfortless. Amen. Paul said, we just get a song and a hymn and a spiritual song. Amen. Keep our minds stirred up. Amen. Keep our hearts stirred up. Amen. He be right there. Jesus has never left us. He has never turned His back on His people. He's never turned His back on His people. And we thank God for that. Amen. We are here. We are Doctrine of Truth. We are, amen, at the Blog Talk Radio. We also on the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. You'll find us on the Blog Talk Radio Bishop Pool. And you'll find our website at www.jciministries.org. And we thank God for you. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. You can find us at 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're praying for you. We're praying for you as always. There's no mistake that you're here. Amen. God loves you. He cares for you. And that's one of the biggest, I think, subjects, and the Lord has brought to us that He loves the world. Amen. And this is about people. This is about people. God loved the world. Amen. Yes, he created the stars and the moon. But one thing he did, he created Adam and Eve in his own image, in his own likeness. He did not create man as a tree, a bird, an animal, but he created man in his own image, in his own likeness. And God reached down and looked at Adam and gave Adam a helpmeet and created Eve out of Adam. Amen. That it would be no mistake, no more problems. Amen. With Adam mate. Amen. So God loved the world. He loves the world. Let there be no mistake in it. But he doesn't like the evil that's been betrayed. Amen. And lied to the world. Amen. The enemy lied to Adam and Eve. He deceived Adam and Eve. It's Jesus said, be not deceived in these last days. And deception is an upper grade lie. Amen. It's an upper class lie where it takes the truth and adds some extra words to it and give that into your decision making that you say, well, now it's in your lap. It's in you. And you the one can make the decision. You the one know better than God. You are the decision makers in this situation. Amen. Even though God said, don't do it, don't do it. Amen. Because if you do it, you're going to have problems. Because God was speaking things that goes on behind closed doors, in other words. He know the enemy is out to destroy mankind. You know the enemy is out, amen, to cause man to walk away from God's plan of eternal life, to walk away from God's plan, amen, to peace and unity, amen, and health and strength, prosperity, because he doesn't like man. He doesn't like man. He doesn't like the human race. But the human race is made in the image of God. If the enemy doesn't like man, amen, those fallen angels doesn't like man. They cannot be saved. The devil cannot be saved. Amen. He was kicked out of heaven, cast down by Michael and his angels, Revelation 12. Amen. They don't like men. They don't like what, regardless of what color they are, what language they speak. And I know it's hard. I know it might be said, but it's hard, Bishop. No, it's the truth. It's the truth. The enemy does not like human beings. That's why John 3:16 says, God so loved the world. Amen. And once you grasp that God loves you, amen, and he wants to work you out of the ways that you have learned from your birth. Amen. You're learning from your birth. So, amen, looking at the subject, religious deception. There's a religious system that the enemy has set out, amen, is set out to prove that man can do what he want to do and still come back to God, amen. That is what the enemy has set out to do, amen, that you can be your own God. You can be your own God. All of this has started in the Garden of Eden. The first three chapters of the book of Revelation, amen, and especially the third chapter of Revelation, and the 12th chapter of Revelation in the 7th verse, and also Genesis, the first three chapters of Genesis will prove out where the world is going and what's behind the chaos and the problems, amen, and this doctrine that's upon the earth. Amen. Now it's playing out. Jesus said, and people that don't believe the Bible, they don't have no, they feel the Bible is wrong. Amen. It's not right. Man made the Bible. And yes, God used man. Amen. God used man like he did in the Garden of Eden. He used man, amen, to take care of the plants and the ocean and everything that he made in the garden. Because man is a natural being. the natural being. So what God has done throughout the time, amen, and he knows what has happened to the earth, amen. The fallen angels have come down here, and Lucifer was in the garden because they kicked him out of heaven, and he's down here making war on the planet. He's making war on the human beings. And every time you see death, that's the devil. That's the devil. Amen. So what is happening? Amen. Jesus said, and these religious systems is coming upon the land, and everybody looking for the end time. Oh, God is coming. God is coming. And they want to know, how can they come to get to God? How can they save God? How can they be saved? And with all that in mind, Jesus said that be not deceived. Be not deceived. Be not, amen, misled. In other words, do not be misled by these religious systems that going on. Some said that, well, amen, if you can jump off the high mountain, you can get saved. Some say, well, if you give all your money, amen, to a certain temple, a certain place, you can be saved. Some say that, all right, they got so many systems, so many voices, amen, so many people coming up, amen. They well schooled in the theology. They well schooled. They have learned a lot. Amen. But what they forgot, amen, what they forgot is that God looks at the heart of people. Amen. Paul says, believe in thy heart. Jesus said, if you believe in thy heart, you shall be saved. If you believe in your heart, have faith in God and believe in your heart. Amen. God look at motives and why he knows about all these things, because Jesus walked the earth. God's son walked the earth. Word of God walked the earth. He walked the earth. And he knows, amen, that all these religious voices, all these religious systems, amen. That's why Jesus said in St. John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He broke it down, made it very simple. Very simple. If you believe in me, amen. St. John 3rd chapter says, believe in me, you shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the door. Amen. Amen. He told Moses in the garden, told Moses, burning bush, I am that I am. Amen. So that lets you know he was God walking earth. Amen. So here we are now, and there's all these plagues and all these floods and fires and, amen, people future that you plan last year to do, amen, the next 3 or 4 months is now in jeopardy. Amen. Your career you studied for, you planned for, you went to school for, amen, now it's in jeopardy. Amen. The talents and the, oh, it's so much that's happening. Because Jesus said there would be, these are the time of regrets and sorrow. Amen. These are the time of regrets and sorrow. And this pushes us into, amen, mental regrets, mental breakdowns. And the only way you can really get over this and really kind of look at it, looking at James, the 4th chapter. James here's saying so much about it. Amen. Well, we just want to pick up just a little small portion. The subject is too big and it can go so many different ways. Amen. And James said in the 4th chapter, amen, concerning about planning for tomorrow. Planning on the future. Amen. James 4, chapter 13, verse 8. Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, continue there a year, buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. But what is your life? is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanish away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord's will, we shall live and do that, do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boasting, all such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and does it not, to him it's a sin. Amen. Notice what the Bible is saying. Amen. The Bible is written by supernatural. The Bible has been by God. Man didn't have no insight on this. The book of James is addressing, amen, many aspects of the doctrine. That's the brother of Jesus. Amen. And he addressing, amen, the fundamental things of how to live for Christ. Amen. And be not carried away about a lot of things. God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to plan. Jesus right now, he said, I'm going home. Amen. I'm going to prepare a place for you. You're already planning. Amen. We got golden streets. Everything's there. He already let us know what we have in heaven. And he already let us know one day we're going to be caught up out of here. The resurrection. There's so much about James and blessing on this world and amen, how the Christians going to live. Like I said, so many religious plans. Amen. How God wants you to be blessed. How God wants you to walk. Amen. But you have to remember, amen, we cannot live, amen, planning for tomorrow. And right now, so many plans have stopped because of all the chaos and all the religious beliefs that now the doctrines of religious beliefs, the material thing, is in jeopardy. Amen. No churches. All churches burned down. Some parts of the world. Flooded and washed out a lot of churches. Amen. This epidemic is shutting down places. Amen. That's why the Bible said, forsake not to assemble. When we can't assemble, we can assemble. But what is happening? Amen. Those that plan and set up, by, you got to be in the temple. You got to be, amen, somewhere that God can look after you and the church come in. You know, like the old time religion. Amen. Before Jesus came on the scene, you had to bring the bulls and the heifers and the goats into the temple once a year. Amen. Bring your tithes once a year. Bring it to the priest. Amen. The priest will bless you. Amen. But now, Jesus have upgraded that. He didn't bring all that. Jesus upgraded all of this. Amen. It's no more old-fashioned religion. As a song was saying, it's old-fashioned, old-time religion. Amen. They're talking about Jesus Christ. But Jesus have upgraded all of that because he knew one day there's going to be a lot of fires in your neighborhood. Amen. There's going to be walls and rumors of walls that goes on around the world. Those that accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior and believe in their heart, amen, and made it easier. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Amen. He never turned his back on you. All you have to do is believe that and work on that. Amen. If you believe in your heart that God rose Jesus from the dead, amen. The same way you believe in God. Amen. Jesus said, believe also in me. People believe in God, but they haven't flipped it over yet to believe in Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Jesus is an upgrade on salvation. When I say that, because you don't have to have a building. You don't have to have a church. You don't have to have a Bible to get saved. But to work and to strengthen yourself through the word of God in your surroundings. So there's so many voices about you got to have this, you got to have that. And James broke it down a little bit and said, yes, there's nothing wrong with that. But what if? What if? Amen. If Lord's willing, we please God by keeping his commandments and love our brother and give and help the widows and the orphans. Amen. But what if? What if now? I remember when I was, and all of us, we all had plans, but I think one of the biggest things that during Christmas time we had, we all had plans. You know, we're going to see what Santa Claus got up under the Christmas tree, and we're all waiting for the cooking. Like our parents cook all night. Everybody can go between houses. They up all night, 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, they're cooking. Potato pies, and, you know, that old-fashioned food. Oh, man, you can just run around. And then by time early in the morning, you can't hardly, everybody had sleep. Amen. Looking for the Santa Claus, what even brought up under the tree, then go outside and play. And don't let it rain. God, don't let it rain. Don't let it snow. Don't let bad weather. Oh, my God. It's a disaster. It will be a disaster. The children walking around, we smoking and going on because we had planned. We had boasted about what we're going to do. We had boasted about what we're going to do. Many of you, Philippians said, amen, the Lord dealt with me by Philippians 4, dealing with, amen, be careful for nothing. Be careful. And I carried that for many years on into Christ. Set plans, set up time. I'm going to boast. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Amen. And when people get in my way, when things get in my way, when problems occur, amen, it's chaos. It's chaos. Something holding me back. People holding me back. Amen. And the Lord straightened me out on that. And yeah, I bring up this sometime. I have nothing against it. And I say sometime, amen, when you be fasting and praying, and God leads you in the fasting. Amen. This time, you got to be very, 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 very careful. Amen. God leading you into, amen, fasting because it breaks down all your immune system. Amen. David said he was weak. Psalms said he was weak. Amen. It breaks down your immune system. It takes out all the nutrients out of your body. Amen. Then you got to learn how to build it back up. Amen. You got to be very careful. Some of these religious groups, these systems, they want you to fast every 3 or 4 days. Amen. They got the way of learning, amen, about fasting. Amen. Be God. You got to fast and be God. No, you got to read the Word of God. You got to have the Word of God. So now, when it's time comes, you got to get these nutrients in your body. Amen. You got to be careful, amen, about these things that's happening. Amen. All these religious groups. Jesus said, I am the way. The Word of God. Be careful for nothing. And James now addressing, don't boast yourself about tomorrow. Let it happen. God loves you. He's not going to turn his back on you. Amen. He cares for you more than you ever know. He knows the hairs on your head. Right now. Amen. Many are going through things they never thought they were going to go through. All of us, the whole world. A lot of cares, a lot of things is broken down. And they're wondering, am I saved? Have I pleased God? How to please God? Keep his commandments. Amen. Walk upright. Love your brother and your sister. Amen. Amen. Love, caring, and witnessing the Word of God, and give when you're able to give. Amen. To know to do good and do it not is sin. Amen. To know to do it, James said, when sin is finished. Amen. So we're going to open it up because this subject can go so many different ways. Amen. But we're dealing with deception. We're dealing with a misleading people. Amen. We're dealing with religion. But religion is dealing with your personal life, because Jesus said, amen. Making decisions, amen. This thing about, amen, what to eat, what not to eat, how to contaminate the body, amen, what to put in the body, the drugs in the body, different things like that. It's decisions that handed down. Paul talked about in Timothy, amen. Tell your brother to pray. If you're a good minister, have him pray over your food. Amen. Paul was telling the ministers, amen, be careful in the last days. People forsake to eat food, forsake to marry. Amen. All these things, is deception, demonic. Amen. And we pray that, amen, you accept these different broadcasts to come forward on Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth. Amen. That we don't mislead you, misguide you, and fail you, that you won't lose your salvation. That's why you're here. God has brought you here. Amen. Because we're trying to give you the truth. And we join together here, all of you. And we thank God for you being in the studio. Now, we're going to open up the studio. Amen. Those that are on for the first time, we're glad to have you. Amen. Those of you know how we work here is dial 852-362-252. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If you desire to have a comment, you can press 1 on your phone and stay on your phone. Amen. And my technician will put you in. You don't have to do nothing but just talk like you do normally do, you know, on your cell phone all the time. All right, we're at 561-6193. 561-61, last 4 digits. 6 months.
Yes, sir. How you doing,
Praise
Bishop? I'm looking at James 4:7 here. And it reads, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He will draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hand, ye son, and purify your heart. Be double-minded. Be affected and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Now, I get what it means, but I don't understand it quite often. Would you explain it to me, please?
All right. James 4.
Yes, sir. Verse 7. 7 through.
Verse 10. All right. I mean, submit yourself, therefore, to God, and resist. The devil is always out there. He got something. He's a tempter.
Mm-hmm.
He's tempting, and he's out there. Amen. And he's like a magnet because we live in the natural, born in the natural. Amen. So it's automatically we kind of attracted to this world system. But once you learn, just the issue, once you learn what God wants and how God expects us to live, you can resist him. And, you know, as often, you know, keep asking you, do something, you say, no, I ain't got time to hang up your phone or walk away. Amen. They'll walk away from me, too. And the enemy will walk away from me. And if you come to God, God will come to you. God will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
God bless you, my brother. God bless you.
Okay.
All right. All right. We thank God for the call, and I have a press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're here to answer calls or, amen, vision or dreams from anyone. Amen. Or comments that you might have. Or if anybody want to comment on the last caller, you feel free to do so. Amen. Religious deception. Maybe you were misled one time. I didn't realize God didn't ask for all of that. Amen. He just wants you to be true to him, to come in your heart. Amen. All right. Religious deception. Push 1 on your phone. We're in the studio and we're here to hear your comments and comments and things that, amen, you're hearing out there today. You're not doing today, and you want to be helpful, and that's one of our, once you accept Christ, that's one of our jobs as a Christian brother or sister, Amen. Let your light shine. In other words, the way you live, the way you live for God. Amen. The things that you do is a light to other people. It's a direction. Amen. You can take criticism, and they never seen people take criticism and walk away. Amen. And you know you're right because you're following God's commandments. Everything is based on God's word. All right, area code 229, last four digits, 8742. Amen.
Yes.
Eight. Bless you.
That the young man, the believer just read James 4:7. I was just looking at submit yourself therefore to God. That means to give over to him and don't give over to the devil. In simple terms, resist him. Don't have nothing to do with him. And he'll flee from you. But I like the 8th verse, and I think there's a deception there that people have used a lot. And it said, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. People use the deception, and we've heard it down through the years that said, you make one step and God will make two. And that is a deception because the Bible says if you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. The closer you get to God, the closer God will get to you. And he'll make as many steps as necessary. So we don't have to limit him and talking about the Lord. And the thing that I really, really do think with religion, I know I was in a restaurant one time. I was eating and praying, and I saw a family of people had their heads bowed. And I assumed that they were praying to Jesus. But the Spirit of the Lord asked me, say, how do you know what God they're praying to? Say, do you know that they're the same God? So we can be deceived because we see all of this deception. Sometimes people are with Ali. They're praying to him, and they're praying to all these other gods. But we know that believers pray to Jesus Christ. So just because we see them in a huddle or in a body praying, it doesn't always mean that they're praying to the same God that we serve, the true and the living God. Jesus Christ, it doesn't mean that they're coming in that name. And quickly, I'll just say, I was at a funeral on Saturday. Did not know, but the Holy Ghost knew. And I began to tell the body of Christ, that, or the people at the family at the funeral, that Jesus is the only way. Only what you do for Christ will last. Did not know at the end there was a young man in there who worship Ali, and the family been trying to talk to him. So when we use the term God, we got to know that we are on the same level, the same page, and our God is the true and the living God, and his Jesus Christ is his only son.
Praise God. Wonderful. Wonderful. Amen. We have to know there's so much. Jesus said there'd be many coming, and our young people, amen. The young generation today, amen. We have to let them know. We have to let them know, amen. We must let them know that Jesus is the answer. The world is at our young people. They're at the young babies, and the enemy is at the human race. And it's so many viruses are lining up out there. Amen. And we have to know Jesus said, I'll be with you always. I mean, all sickness, health. Amen. Family, without family, no home, no house, no money. Amen. He is the builder. Once you got him and you know you love him, amen, you can stand. All right, you can press one on your phone. Those of you who are here, we're talking about religious deception. Amen. It's in the world. It's everywhere. Amen. The enemy had brought it out. Jesus knew it. Amen. He knew, amen, it's going to be around his return. And he knew, amen, the enemy want to stop you and us and people, amen, for accepting him. And that's the tool of the enemy. Don't let nobody tell you different. He's starting off in the Garden of Eden. Read Genesis 1, 2, and 3. Amen. He started off with Adam and Eve when God told them something to do. That's a command. And the devil said, no, you don't have to really, really do that. Amen. Because you can make your own choices. Amen. And it's today, brethren, people are having time and problems trying to save their life, but they're trying to do it on their own. Amen. Press one on your phone. We're here. Amen. Trying to talk it over. Amen. And trying to walk it down. Amen. Some of the things that old people used to say, you know, walk, get this understanding. James Proverbs said, get wisdom, but all I get in, get understanding. In Proverbs 27:17, the iron sharpening iron. Amen. Amen. We want to be able to, Proverbs 24:6, the multitude of counselors, there's safety. Amen. So we take what you say. All of us have a word we can put in. Press one on your phone. Our technician will put you in. Amen. All of us can be careful. No. I have to wrestle and pray over subject and decisions. Rather thank God for the Holy Spirit. Rather thank God for the Holy Spirit. Because he helps us. Jesus said he's a helper. And there's so much fighting and arguing against the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. We need his. David said, Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Amen. The Holy Spirit is like a dove. He come into your life. He quicken you and understand and let you know he's in your life. Amen. And he is the good. He is the good decision maker. Amen. He is the one helping you reason out. Amen. Testing on things. He is the one that holds you together. Amen. Jesus says, amen. I won't leave you, but I'm going to send you another comforter. Amen. That's when the more you read, the more you pray, he builds you up. Like Jude said, the more you pray, the more you read, the more you pray, he builds up your trust in God, builds up yourself in the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, press one on your phone, brother. We're talking about deception. It's an upper grade lie. It's an upper grade lie. That's what it is. Amen. Maybe you had sent out a note. I remember when my grandmama used to give us a note. Because mother sent us, tell us something about time we get to grandma's house, we just forgot what it was. And didn't have telephone way back in the 60s. We didn't have it. You might have had it. Amen. So she wrote it down on a piece of paper. Get on the bicycle and ride it over there and show it to grandma. She said, okay, all right. Amen. So the enemy, he desires. Amen. He'll snatch the God word out of you. And the word of God is always the same yesterday, today, and evermore, and it won't change. Amen. You can put down, amen, you hear me talk so much about what Bible you have, and make sure you have the right Bible. Amen. Make sure you have the right people in your circle. Amen. That's for you. And have a good heart and a good mind. They want to live for God. They might not be highly educated in theology and rheumatology and Christology and eschatology. Amen. But they'd probably be, amen, love God with all their heart, mind, and soul, and willing to keep God's commandments. And willing to help you. Amen. That's the circle. Amen. Keep you going. All right, push, brethren, but go ahead and push I see brother, and that's men and women. Push one on your phone. We hear, amen, to hear from you now. And you might not have something you want to share with the people. Maybe have a vision or dream, amen, that you can talk about, that you can talk about. Amen. We see the signs of the end time. But Jesus says, not yet now. No, all these things have been coming upon the earth. And the biggest problem we have is deception, false communication, twisting the truth. Amen. And people believe a lie before they believe the truth. Amen. They believe what they want to believe. Amen. But those of us, the past is gone. We're in a new day now. Amen. The time we didn't have in this, we didn't have cell phones, but now we got it. They still upgrading the cell phones. Amen. God, church is never behind. Is never behind. Amen. The world is trying to catch up with the Holy Spirit, trying to catch up with God. We're going to be caught out of here. Amen. We're going to be upgraded. We're going to be the Spirit of God taking us up. Amen. So don't say the church is outdated. There's no more churches. No, no, no. Jesus brought the church on the inside of you. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. You can sit around, get with friends. Amen. Like we're doing now, electronic means. Have conferences. You can sit around and pray for one another on the telephone. Sit around and pray and read the Bible, amen, or just pray if you don't have no Bible, have no place, and have a song and a hymn, and you feel that God is right there. Yes, he is. He's right there. All right. All right, we're still open. The studio is still open in the studio. Amen. Those of you who want to send an email or text, go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And send us an email, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You want to review a lot of these broadcasts, the last episodes, the last 3 or 4 years, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. /JCI Ministries, Bishop Poole, and you'll find many more broadcasts like this. It's on the our episodes and our program. We don't try to mislead you. We don't try to have you to go wrong with God. And we're hoping we don't try to fail you in not giving you the truth. Amen. There are many good people out there. Has been caught up in the wrong doctrine, but the Holy Spirit is slowly leading them out. He's leading them. Doctrine is teaching. Amen. You can have God in your salvation, in your soul. Amen. And the Holy Spirit begin to move you and let you see that this is something wrong with this. Amen. Amen. There's something wrong with this. Amen. Amen. So there are many good people. But they have got caught up, amen, in the false teaching. All right. All right, we're going on. We're going on. If you desire to make a comment, a motion, a prayer, we're going to go into prayer. Amen. We still got time here to get a couple more comments. You can press one on your phone. And we're talking about the book of James. Brother Jesus, he's saying here, amen, be not so carried away, amen, what's going to happen tomorrow or next week when things have already come up, amen. Don't let the enemy use that against you. Don't let him use that against you. You say, if the Lord's will, I'll be there. You know, God's willing, we'll have this. He didn't say not to plan. I don't No. God doesn't say that. He didn't say that. He said this, if God's willing, amen, we'll be there. I know I made a comment one time early in the ministry, and I made the decisions, amen, Holy Spirit, they don't go. I put out my word, this thing, said, no, yes, but don't go. So I didn't know the call, you know, being young in Christ, whatever the call, amen. I put my word out. They expected me to be there, amen. And when I got there, it was such a bad storm, the weather was so bad. I had my family there. I was just totally, amen, repenting all the time. The Lord, get me out of this thing situation. So, whatever you decide to do, amen, don't be so embarrassed or proud to say, well, you know, it just happened. Now I'm not able to do it. All right? All right, we press 1 and 2 on your phone. We thank God for you for being here, showing up. Amen. And we're getting ready to, get ready to go to prayer. We probably could take one more. Let's take one more caller. Amen. One more caller. Amen. Talking about, amen, religious deception, which you have been misled. You might know a family or friend, amen, like the woman of God was saying, amen, you see people bowing their head, they're gathering, but there's so many gods. There's so many gods out there, amen. You make sure, amen, that they love Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. You want to make sure all these different gods, amen, saying that they love, amen, they love Jesus, they love that. But Jesus said it's not the one way you can get to God. That's the God, the creator of heaven and earth. It's not but one way, amen. It's just pleasing him, trusting in him, what he's capable of doing, amen, and learning more about Jesus Christ, God's son, amen, what he's capable of doing. Amen. After you learn more about him and begin to pray and pray out your heart and trust in him, let him direct you by your action. By your action. You got to have action with this. You got to have action. You got to stop. Amen. Matthew 7:7 said, amen, seek, knock, call. You got to put action with it. Amen. Because God is the God of heaven. Amen. We're down here on earth, so he worked through us like a telephone line. He's a God of communication. God is a God of communication. He's the word. He is communication. He works through you and for you. Amen. He is, amen, communication. And sometimes people miss that because the enemy want to give you communication too. Don't let him just work in your mind, tell you this, not the other. No, God worked through communication. And he come to your mind, amen. He come to your heart and weigh on your heart to do the right things, amen. Call people, right people, amen. Because he know where it is. He know where the blessing is. He know how to get to the situation, amen. So you don't let things that come in our heart and mind and say, oh, God not going to do this. He not going to do it. Yes, he will. But he's trying to direct your communication. You got 2 legs, 2 arms. You can talk and write it out. Amen. That's how he works. That's how he works. Amen. All right. All right. We're going to get ready to go into prayer now. Amen. We're talking about religious deception. That's one thing you can find. One thing you can find about different religions and different deceptions. They have their own Bible. They have their own Bible and they have their own prayers. Amen. Those who have been born again, accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, the model prayer is Our Father. Everywhere you go, you read the Bible in the New Testament, then in the Gospel, you have Jesus said, I'm going back to my Father. I'm going back to our Father. Why? Because we've been born again. Amen. Once you know how you've been born in this world, and you say, oh, where's your Father? Oh, my Father lived across town. Or he live in another part of the world, but you know your birth father. Amen. Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, Amen. Once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, you've been born again. Amen. We're talking about the inner man, amen. Your heart been changed. And you know he's your father. He's your spiritual father. Amen. He's your father. He said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And he clarifies what the Father is talking about. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Amen. So you're talking about your spiritual father. Those that have not been born again, they can't really say, amen, our Father. Amen. Because you know, Father's personal. It's personal. Amen. You're not embarrassed about that. I know these religions and all these different things, they don't want you to say Jesus in the prayer. They don't want you to say our Father in prayer. Amen. They're trying to cut out, amen, the personal, amen, the personalization that Jesus brought from heaven. He said, our Father. Amen. All right. All right. We have
561-6193. Amen. Yes, sir. Bless you. Well, yes, sir. Have a prayer. Yes, sir.
All right. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debtors as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. That's the prayer, Bishop, that I say 5 to 10 times a day. And one time I had a minister tell me, Brother Jerry, you said the same prayer every day. I said, yes, sir. I said, that's the only prayer that God gave us to say. I said, do you think that's wrong? He said, well, I think you should change up sometime. I said, well, your contents are not wrong with mine. I pray to our Father, which art in heaven, not the Father that you serve and you're the pastor. Let me serve my God and you serve yours. I didn't go to this church no more either.
All right. We don't make... All right, we thank God for that. Yes. We thank God for you, Brother Jerry. Amen.
Yes,
there's nothing wrong with that. In that prayer, it's a lot. Yes, sir. All right. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
A couple of things I'd like to say. Is it okay? You know.
All right. Make it real quick.
Yes, sir. It's going to be real quick. It was something that you told me about 7 or 8 years ago. Let no one change your mind if God have gave you something to do. And that stuck in my head. And right today, God has blessed me with an organization of gospel singers that I told him to give me a few, but he didn't give me a few. He gave me what he wanted me to have and started when he wanted me to, all because of you not letting me be single-minded. Because if I went on, I would stop, wouldn't have did it again. But your faith in me and my faith in God got me to where I am today, and I thank you so much for that.
All right. All right. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Don't give up. Don't give up. God told Joshua. Amen. Be strong. Press on. All right. We can go to another prayer. We can let him get out of here real quickly. Amen. We have another prayer. Anyone desire to pray, just press 1 on your phone. Amen. There's nothing wrong with saying Our Father, but you can always, amen, add some things in there as long as you know you're talking to God the Father. Amen. Okay, we're all right. We can take one or two more prayers. Amen. We're praying for each other. Amen. Our families. Amen. Our home. Amen. Those that we know that's going through these situations now, that this broadcast is being recorded. Amen. It's being during the time of the virus. Amen. Where do we go from here? That program, where do we go from here? Amen. You stay with God. That's where you go. You don't go nowhere. Amen. You stay with Christ. Amen. Things are changing, though. People like say, oh, we need to do this. No, Jesus already upgraded the church. When Jesus came up, he knew about all these viruses. He knew about all the walls and rumors of walls. And he know, amen, all these things going to come up. Amen. But you stay with God and put your heart in Christ as your Lord and Savior. All right, going to get one prayer. We'll probably get one prayer. Amen. Another prayer for the those new in Christ, those that are coming up in Christ. Amen. Don't be disappointed. There's a lot of mental illness out there where the heart been broken. And Jesus said that he came to mend the broken hearts. Amen. Don't put your heart and mind on man, but put it on God's system. That's Jesus Christ, his church. Amen. It's all kinds of surroundings. Amen. Assemble in homes, assemble on the radio. Assemble, amen, telephones, amen, you can assemble, amen, pray and talk, amen, but remember of all, God will never leave you, he never forsake you, and the Holy Spirit is here, amen, the world can go through all kind of things, amen, that's the natural world, that's the buildings and the earthquakes and the fires, but God came to save people. And Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Amen. It's going to be a new, John said he saw a new heaven and a new earth come down. Amen. He saw a new heaven and a new earth come down. Amen. So let's keep that in mind. God has never turned his back on his people. Never. All right. We're at 561-1413. Prayer. 561.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I would like to say God bless everybody out there. There's only one God. Through Christ Jesus, we can be saved. And Ray Charles had a song, there's nothing like the real thing, baby. Well, I like to say it my way. Ain't nothing like the real thing, which is Jesus Christ, brother and sister. We got the real thing. We got Jesus through God by way of Holy Ghost and reading of the Word. Amen. Just keep on believing and keep on receiving. If anybody come with any other gospel, I don't care if they're an angel or whoever, it's a lie and a curse. God, through his son Jesus and his word, by way of the anointing, will fulfill and quench your mortal thirst. Amen. God bless you all. And Blog Talk Man, bless you, Bishop.
Bless you, bless you. Now, Father, we thank you right now for each and every one that is listening, oh God, wherever they might be. Break every yoke that are binding them, oh God, whatever enemy had put kind of session upon them, a system on them, that close their eyes to the reality, oh God, of your love, oh God, of your mercy, oh Lord. We pray right now. We agree in heaven and in earth that we're two or three, touch and agree. What is bound in heaven is bound in the earth. Oh, God, right now, loose the eyes in the name of Jesus. God bless you until next time. And remember, amen, stay with you, Christ. He's the only way. God bless you until next time. Amen. We love you. Call a friend and let him know. Amen. He lives because he lives. Amen. Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Yeah.